I wouldn't really care, cause I'd wake up in the morning and I wasn't really there. Yeah, I'd wake up in the morning and I really wasn't. And we'll dance by the light of the moon, dance by the light of the moon, boys, dance by the light of the moon, dance by the light of the moon, boys, dance by the light of the moon. I don't know if you know me, I'm sure you do, but it was a great turn on for me when I found out about him. Steve Earle, he's wonderful. Yeah. And we had several almost rows about it, you know, because I absolutely said, now look, Pirate Jenny has to be in this song. It's always like that with some people, not everyone, but some people with collaboration. You know, they want it to be their song and I want it to be mine. And there has to be a bit of a struggle sometimes. But he's very brilliant and he made a beautiful song out of my idea and my lyrics, and some of it is his lyrics. You know, he wanted the paradise to hell. He wanted it more like that. I mean, yeah, it has been paradise to hell, but I didn't want to bang on about it too much. Okay. Let's go. come through. fractures coming. They say he hears too. Right now there's demons to run all across my room. They say if there's within me, they say for me he died. Now I'll tell you why I'm going to do Sister Morphine now. Because actually, I've cut it. I got so fucking sick of it. Although I did write it with Mick, I got what I think is a much more beautiful drug song called, I have to have a drug song, obviously. Called Late Victorian Holocaust by Nick Cave. And while on that first tour, when I was in such pain, I don't know how I did it, but I did anyway. We had a thing on that tour which I called Junkie's Corner, where I did Sister Morphine and then Lake Victorian. And then I've just had enough of this song. You know, sometimes you just get really sick of them. And in fact, that's quite a lot of songs are not in that are on Broken English, because I hate them. But I don't hate this. Why I'm doing it is when I last played the Roundhouse, in 1968. I played Ophelia in Hamlet in Tony Richardson's production. There's a film of it, actually. he made a film with it, it's beautiful. And I do remember very clearly, Spanish Tony used to turn up in the interval with one jack of heroin for me, and I would go into the ladies' lav and snort it. And then I had the mad scene. Now, I'm absolutely sure now I could have done the mad scene fine without that. But of course, I was completely bonkers mad. Anyway, in honor of that moment, oh, by the way, this is our last show together for a long time. I know. Fucking idiot, he wants to go off and be a star. Well, I hope you're not. He'll come back one day, don't worry. Bruised and broken and shattered. Marianne, can we do another tour? Instead of kicking him, which is where I should go, I said, yes, darling, of course. Stand up. Let's do it. Let's book it. Let's go. What? Poor Ed, I know. Thank you for that, darling. Yeah. Okay. Right then. Yeah. things are not what they seem. The pain away, and that's all. I suppose that's what they want. Lovely song this. I wrote this with my friend and co-writer sometimes. We write together occasionally. We've written some lovely songs together. We wrote Truth, Bitter Truth. I don't know if anyone remembers that. That was lovely. That's a quote from somebody. I think it was from Danton, actually. Yeah. Anyway, so we're not going to do Truth, Bitter Truth. We're doing a song that I found a small piece in the New York Herald Tribune when it was being printed, which said, which explained that in Sweden they still practiced genetic sterilization until 1974. And they did this by sterilizing young girls who were what they thought were nymphomaniacs, alcoholics, addicts, of course, and people with vagabond ways.
Yes, I guess she kept those vagabond ways. the heart.
Okay, this song I never do get tired of, anyway, it's Where It All Began. It was written by Mick and Keith for me, and recorded in 1964, and it's called As Tears Go By. Told me when I can. got to do what you're told occasionally. Okay. This is a song I wrote called Love More or Less. It's a sort of love song. I can't write a straight love song, but I can write one more or less. I travel by the moon and the stars, and I travel by the river and the rocks. I see the Roman gateway to the town and the secret the holy land unlocked. And I always thought that love must surely be something clearly seen in black and white, and we can make it how we want it to be, or change it in the meantime, change it so much for so long, then our love it changed every day. I know I can't control you, right or wrong. Please don't take me on, don't throw it all away. Thank you. is after this song.
in the clothes that you once wore. Okay. Anyway, any of you misbehave? On guitars and vocals and charm and good looking and nicely dressed and all that, those pedals and things he's got. Rob McVeigh. Without the monitors, and that's done by James Neal. And then dear Bick, whose actual job is to look after Rob McVeigh, look after the guitars. That's what he's really hired for. But in fact, he has to do that and all this up and down and up and down. Because I can't actually stand for it. Bick, and he has loads of charm too. And I really like his clothes. I love his hood. I hope he's got two of them. and one in the wash and one off. And then, my darling assistant, who I actually couldn't manage at all without, Anna Maria Henderson! Beautifully dressed, by the way, of course. And we, you know, I mean, we've been working together now for about a year and a half, and it's been very, very hard with all these terrible injuries, and La Faithful ending up actually disabled. And Anne-Marie copes with all that and does it, and I'm very grateful. Anna Maria Henderson! And then our tour manager, who's wonderful, Kumar. And last but not least, the wondrous, the brilliant, my manager, François Rabat. And then, not over easy, there's you, all of you, and me. And together, we make a show. That's how magic happens, I think. It took me 50 years to learn that. You learn in the end, it doesn't really matter, does it? Now, gosh, phew. I have to have a little break. As in a sip of tea. Possibly an e-cigarette. So this is a song I wrote. Sort of obvious what it's about, really. It's called The Wilder Shores. Wilder shores of love.
Wild songs of love.
attic. I might be one of them.
We love you, Maria.
Thank you, I love you too. I really do. I don't know what I'd do without you. I really wouldn't manage, you know? I wouldn't manage at all, at all. Overwhelmed. I knew I would be. I have to sit down in this song because there was a show we did somewhere in Europe, I can't remember where, and I got so emotional when I did this song. It was written by, it's Cave, Cave and Cave and Faith. And it did something to me, it moved me so much that I actually couldn't go on. I had to leave the stage and stop. Really, the audience understood, but it was a bit of a shame. But on the other hand, you can't let your heart close, can you? Those emotions have to just go, don't they? Yeah. And so they will. So it's called Deep Water. It's all that I can do. I'm walking through deep water, trying to get to you. Your face is hidden from me, but your love is not. Reach for the other things till I know what I have got. I'm walking through the water, trying to get to you. I'm walking through the water. I have no time to lose. There's nothing left to choose. This little heart of mine got loaded up with chains. The world still swirls around me. The water makes its claim. I'm walking through the water, trying to get to you. I'm walking through deep water, nearer to the sea. I'm asking the deep water, don't take my love from me. Dance with little ladies. hold their breath and hesitate and dance beneath the sea. I'm walking through deep water, trying to get to you. So this is the other chunky song, which I absolutely love. It has more tenderness and more compassion in it than Sister Morphine. It's just not so self-centered and selfish. It's called Late Victorian Holocaust, and it's written by Nick Cave.
Dreams are
the golden road with sunshine last fall, year after year. It was a late Victorian Holocaust year. We were star babies for a time, lying down in Meanwhile Park, sleeping in each other's arms. Then up again, and off we blow, back down the golden road we go. So it goes, Mick. All these memories. God. Right. Now this is really the only positive song in the whole set list. Needless to say, it wasn't written by me. It's by Roger Waters. And it's called Sparrows Will Sing in the Boulevard. Thank you. a child breaks the ice and peers into the hidden depth. To try to decipher the whole of this unholy man.
Memorize in a day. long white car that waited.